This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Democrats and Republicans don't just see the political world differently, says Berkeley linguist and political observer George Lakoff. Their brains are actually physically different.
Every idea is physically in your brain. So that if you have a different moral worldview, as conservatives and progressives do, you're going to have different brain circuits. It's not that you're born with different brains, but everybody has different brain circuits because they have different experiences and different beliefs.
Lakoff explores the basis for those differences in his most recent book, The Political Mind, A Cognitive Scientist's Guide to Your Brain and Its Politics. He begins with an indictment of Democrats' belief in the power of reason.
Your reason is conscious. It turns out it's mostly unconscious. That reason is logical, that everybody has the same reason. It's what makes us human beings, and therefore, if you just tell people the truth, they'll be able to reason to the right conclusion. That reason is dispassionate, that reason is based on self-interest.
All this sounds good, but Lakoff says there's one critical problem with such rational thinking.
All of this is false, every bit of it. And it's false because you think with your brain. Every idea is physical. It's there in neural circuitry. And the brain is not a general purpose reasoning device. Anything that you understand has to come through your body and through your brain.
As physical beings, we are also subject to strong emotional responses, reactions that often supersede the rational side of our brains. And Lakoff says Republicans have, in recent decades, been far more astute in applying this knowledge to politics than Democrats.
The conservatives come from a marketing tradition, and every marketer knows all of this. The Democrats seem to come from more of a policy tradition, and the policymakers are still stuck in the 17th century. The Democrats have to play catch-up in this realm, and they know about it. That's the scary thing. They've known exactly how the conservatives do it. But they still believe if they just stand up and say the facts and the figures, then that'll be enough.
The ongoing loud argument over health care reform is a stark example of these differences. The cool cerebral approach taken by the Obama administration has been put on the defensive by the surging anger of their critics. Lakoff says the best way to counter that is by articulating an emotionally compelling storyline of their own.
They're missing the narratives involved. The health care industry, that is the insurance companies, are villains in this. They're killing people. They're causing suffering for the sake of their profits. That is not what's being said. As a result, there are deep and important truths, passionate truths, that are just going unsaid, and you're leaving the right wing to give their passionate version of what they believe.
There is always a sound emotional case to be made for good public policy, Lakoff concludes. But unless it is articulated, the policy alone is unlikely to survive the inevitable political skirmishing. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.